This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, so my name is Villar. I'm from Austin, Texas, and I've been having experiences with the paranormal for, I'm about to be 21, for about 21 years of my life. The very first experience that I ever had was when I was about 3 years old. Every night when I would go to sleep, I would feel like someone would be tickling my feet. And at the time, we did live in our in my great-grandmother's home that she built from her own two hands. She died in that house. My great-grandfather died in that house. So it's always been kind of eerie for me. But other than that, she would. I would always feel like, and then it kind of escalated to, I would have these weird dreams almost every single night of someone dragging me underneath the bed and just tickling me all over. And the thing that really got me was the last time that ever happened, I woke up and I was actually underneath the bed where the sensation actually took place. And that kind of freaked me out in the morning. I was just like, what is going on? But, that kind of freaked me out. Another experience when I was a kid was when I was making up my bed. Everybody was up. I was the only one in my bedroom, and my brother and my two sisters and my mom and dad were in their bedrooms in the next room over. The door's open and everything. TV's going on. So I'm just sitting there making up my bed by myself. And then I hear two little girls laughing right behind me. And then right before I turn around, all I hear is, shh, be quiet. And so I look behind me, and nobody's there. My sisters are out of the room. And I asked my parents, hey, were there any little girls laughing on TV? They were like, no. No reason. I just shrugged it off. I just didn't know what to think of it. As time went on, just the house got more and more eerie. I wouldn't be able to stand being there by myself. I knew when I was growing up, when I would get older, I was going to be left there by myself more and more, and it terrified me. Until one day, I was about 16 or 17, and I was there by myself. I was in the living room. My parents were gone, and I was sleeping on the couch. And I wake up out of nowhere, and I am in a complete panic. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I'm at. I wasn't dreaming before. I just woke up and was just freaking out. And it was like a swirling sensation. Like I cannot describe it. I've felt that like a couple of times in my life, but it was just swirling. Like some energy was around me, and I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. I ran through the house, turned all the lights on. That didn't help me out, so I just went outside and sat there waiting for my parents to come home. And they're just like, what is going on? Why are all these lights on? And I told them, and, you know, my mom just shrugged everything off. Like, there's nothing in the house. Like, you're crazy. You're nuts. And I'm just like, all right, okay. When I graduated from high school, I also was staying at my parents' house for about 2 or 3 months before I went to college. But during that time, I would have the most vivid, just most disturbing dreams of not being able to move. It's like there's a pressure on my chest or even on my back, depending on which way I'm laying. And I could feel someone like right next to my face, like on my back. And it felt like someone was taking a knife and just twisting it in the middle of my lower back. And it was the most excruciating pain that I could ever imagine. I couldn't move. I couldn't say anything. And that's happened to me up to recently, about 2 or 3 months ago that's happened. But the one that happened 2 or 3 months ago was extraordinarily more terrifying than I've ever experienced. I feel like it actually followed me to college, and then it actually followed me to the apartment that I'm living in right now. I woke up, this was when I was in my apartment. So I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, not being able to move, not being able to do anything. And I feel something is there. I'm terrified. I didn't even open up my eyes. I didn't want to look at anything. I didn't want to see anything. And I knew something was there. That pressure came back. I wasn't able to move or anything. And then that stabbing sensation and the twisting came again too. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why is this happening to me again? So I'm starting to pray and everything. And this is the first time I've ever experienced this. It started talking to me in a language I've never heard before. I didn't understand what they were saying. It sounded like a woman's voice, but it was super terrifying. Like, I'm in my truck right now, and I'm getting kind of nervous even talking about this. I've only told a couple of people. And my girlfriend, she didn't notice anything. After that was all done, I got done praying and everything, and everything was finished. I woke up, or I didn't wake up. I actually sat up, and I cannot go back to sleep after that. I didn't wake up my now fiance. I didn't wake her up or anything. I did tell her a couple days later what happened, and she was just freaking out. Like, she's really the only one that truly understands that I don't joke around about this. It's something that I don't joke around about. Let's see. Oh, and then there's this one occurrence that was very mind-boggling to me, that I believe happened to me. There's this one day about a month back where my cousin was very sick. He had cancer, and he was on his deathbed, and he was all the way in San Antonio. I've never met him before or anything. Well, I think I did when I was a baby, but I haven't met him when I was adult or anything. But he was on his deathbed, and I was at home. I was at home playing video games on my TV, and around 9:15, at around that time, my fiance is asleep. She's in the bed sleeping in the next room, and I'm sitting in my chair, my rolly chair, and it can rock back and forth. Like, if you put your hand on it, it'll pull back and, you know. But anyways, so I'm playing. I have my headset on and everything, and all of a sudden I get this sensation that somebody pulled the chair back, and somebody's, leaning close to me. Like, I can feel their face on my right cheek. I can feel it, like, the sound even muscles out and everything. You know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I thought it was my fiance. So I take my headset off, and I'm just like, what are you doing? That's my initial reaction, because she said she was tired. She wanted to go to sleep. And I turned, and no one is there. I freaked the hell out. Like, that was nuts. I didn't know how to explain it. I start screaming for her name, and she automatically wakes up, which is very unusual for her. I have to probably yell at her like a couple of times for her to wake up, but she just woke up at a snap of the finger. And, you know, I didn't want to scare her because she wouldn't be able to go to sleep, so I just kept it to myself for a little while. But it turned out that my cousin actually died at around 9:15 that night, around the same time that someone, you know, pulled my chair back and was standing next to me. So I think it was my cousin. I've never met him before, but it's like I've had stuff happen to me all my life that I can't explain, and it's, you know, it's kind of cool that, you know, this, I came across this podcast and everything, to where, like, I don't feel like I'm just the odd one out, the odd bunch out. You know, there's people who's had experiences like I've had, and it's, you know, it's very comforting to know that you're not alone out here. But yeah, that's really about it. I do have a lot more stories that I will be calling in about once I get a little bit more comfortable saying all this stuff. But thank you guys for the time, And I love listening to your podcast. So keep it going.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.